Are some communities more resilient after disasters? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Vandalant, professor of infrastructure at Colorado State University, looks to resilience science to find out.
In October 2016, Hurricane Matthew made national headlines as it battered hundreds of communities along the southeastern United States. One of those places was Lumberton, North Carolina, a racially diverse city of 20,000 people, many of whom live in poverty. In the weeks after Lumberton withstood devastating flooding, it hosted some unusual out-of-town visitors. I, along with my colleagues at several partnering institutions and collaborators from the National Institute of Standards and Technology, went to Lumberton to begin documenting that community's recovery from the flood. We have since returned several times. We are trying to measure something that is extremely complex. What makes a community resilient to disasters? And what can we as scientists do to help communities prepare for disasters, like hurricanes, floods, or fires? We are using what we learned from Lumberton to develop an entirely new area of inquiry called community resilience science. In Lumberton, we are observing, for example, how public schools cope with disruption. We're collecting data on individual household damage. We are also modeling long-term housing and recovery. Through our work, we have confirmed that race and socioeconomic status are key predictors of longer recovery from disasters. This knowledge will help us develop models for other communities with different socioeconomic makeups. One thing we know is that resilient science is not just engineers checking for water lines or social scientists understanding human behaviors. To work in resilient science, we have to work together across and blend disciplines. Our ultimate goal is to create a resilience model and a software environment that scientists can use to inform decision makers in order to strengthen their communities. That way, they can protect themselves from the next disaster, which we hope will never happen.
And that was John Vandalant of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.